You've probably already seen some buzzing about, but we're getting to the point of the year where mosquitoes are going to come out in force. As they do, it's important to be aware of the diseases they carry and the risks to you and your children. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. My guest this morning is Laura Bauman. Laura is Epidemiology Program Manager for Washtenaw County Public Health, and thank you for your time today.
Good morning.
Last summer, Laura, we saw a new threat pop up all over the world, and it did make its way to our neck of the woods. How has the public interest been in Zika virus around here at your office?
Well, there certainly has been. We've received a lot of phone calls, and public health certainly has been at the center of Zika testing and trying to get out good information.
Well, now, before we sound any alarm, Zika-infected mosquitoes are not found in Michigan as of yet, but there are a lot of area residents to travel to places where it is prevalent. And, Laura, there were more than 100 Washtenaw County residents that felt the need to get tested last year. How many of those tested positive?
So last year we had 3 positive tests in Washtenaw residents, and all of them had traveled to other countries where Zika is prevalent.
And then brought it back. Is this a contagious illness?
Well, it is. The thing that's different about Zika than some of our other mosquito-borne viruses is that we have discovered through following this new epidemic that Zika is not only transmitted by mosquitoes, but can be transmitted through sex, and also the most tragic part of this virus is that it can be transmitted to a developing fetus.
And it results in some deformities and challenges moving forward in those babies.
That's right.
Were any of the positive tests in Washtenaw County in pregnant women?
They were not. So we feel very fortunate about that.
Beyond the obvious effects that you just talked about, should we be trying to monitor ourselves for specific symptoms when it comes to Zika virus?
Well, certainly not if you haven't traveled to an area that has active Zika transmission. So, you know, if you're not traveling internationally right now,
or dating someone who has, right?
Well, that's right. So, you know, a number of the calls that we receive at the health department is that somebody's partner has recently traveled to a Zika area, and it's particularly, you know, we get a lot of, not frantic, but really concerned phone calls of younger couples who are wanting to have a baby. How long do they need to wait? You know, those are the kinds of questions that we've been answering quite a bit.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about Zika virus with Laura Bauman. Laura is Epidemiology Program Manager for Washtenaw County Public Health. Now, what is the Health Department going to do to monitor the situation in the upcoming summer?
Sure. So we're one of about 20 counties across Michigan that we've received a grant from the State Health Department, from the CDC, to really increase our surveillance for the mosquito that can carry Zika. Now, to talk a little bit about this particular mosquito, it's of the Aedes species, and we have other Aedes mosquitoes in Michigan, but they're not the ones so far that can carry Zika. The type of mosquito that can carry Zika, so far the range of that mosquito goes as far north as southern Ohio, but what's particularly troubling certainly for our area is that in September, I believe, a small population of this mosquito was found in Chicago, so that feels pretty close, and in Windsor, Canada. So kind of on either side of us. And so
it sounds inevitable that eventually it's going to make our way into our community. Is it climate change that's going to drive it here?
That's certainly possible, because this particular mosquito, you know, it's not as hardy as some of our more northern mosquitoes, but they can get established, and as our winters get more mild, they may be able to overwinter. And so, you know, what we really would like to do in public health is be ahead of the game and know, you know, in Michigan, do we have any of these populations of mosquitoes that are starting to get established?
Well, in trying to protect ourselves from potential infection while traveling this summer, do we need any precautions above and beyond what we typically do to protect from mosquito bites?
There really aren't. I mean, you know, people should just be looking on the EPA website. There are a range of different mosquito repellents that are effective. And, you know, certainly we have our known viruses that are already here, like West Nile virus, and we've already heard from the state that three of our counties have already tested positive for West Nile this spring in the bird population. So West Nile, unfortunately, is alive and well, and so that's a known risk. And then what, you know, we're trying to do is to, you know, look and see if we have some other upcoming risks.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation about mosquito season and mosquito-borne illnesses continues with Washtenaw County Public Health Epidemiologist Laura Bauman. She just mentioned West Nile virus. We've had a couple of summers that were absolutely awful and affected a great number of people, but it's been on the decline in recent years. Is there any way to project whether we're going to see an increase this summer? Are those early bird detections an indication that it might be worse?
Well, it's always we don't know. That's the real answer. But what's interesting about West Nile is that West Nile likes hot, dry conditions, and that may seem a bit counterintuitive. But the particular mosquito, which is Culex, that carries West Nile, likes just a little bit of water, kind of gunky water to breed in, and likes hot conditions because then it can breed much faster. So I always look for, and kind of when we get into the July-August range, if we have a stretch of 3 to 4 weeks with not much rain and a lot of hot weather, that's really good West Nile weather. So we're kind of waiting to see. We're getting primed, essentially. We know the West Nile is kind of out there waiting, and so we need to see kind of what our weather looks like this summer.
And clearly the worst mosquito months tend to be August and September, but as you've mentioned, we do need to be on alert all summer. You also mentioned that birds are kind of the indication that West Nile is in the area and active. What is the protocol for us if we should happen upon a dead bird?
We used to have folks call here to the local health department, and we used to test, but that program no longer has funding. But at the state level, there's a really nice website where you can report your bird, and they're really tracking it much more closely, kind of at a state level, to see where we're seeing bird die-offs. And sometimes my understanding is if there's a particular bird or if it's a type of bird that they're interested in up at the state, they may even call that individual to see if we want to do further testing on that bird. So the best thing to do is to go ahead and just log into the state website and report your bird there.
Are there any other mosquito-borne illnesses we should be paying attention to in our area over the next several months?
You know, it really, West Nile is the big one. We occasionally see a mosquito-borne illness called Triple E, which is very devastating, but fortunately quite rare. So that one, not that we don't worry about it kind of in the back of our minds, but West Nile is the one we know is here for sure. And we certainly here in Washtenaw County will be reporting out our results as we start our mosquito surveillance for the 80s. Mosquito that could carry Zika. And again, I want to be clear that none of these mosquitoes for Zika have been found in Michigan, nor have any of the mosquitoes been carrying Zika. We're just looking to see if that potential's there.
Well, thank you for your time today. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me on.
That is Laura Bauman, Epidemiology Program Manager for Washtenaw County Public Health. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resource Commissioner, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.